Okay, so we're doing, this is what we're doing this year. Second Perek in Makos.
This year.
The year started. Okay, it's officially beginning. So we're doing the second Perek in Makos. And the second Perek in Makos is about Gullus. Okay, Gullus is Ari Miklat, is basically the punishment for someone who kills by accident, Bashogi. Okay? And the parameters of when, under what conditions someone kills Bishogeg is Chayiv Galus, and what conditions they're not Chayiv Galus. Okay, that's basically the basic topic. And specifically, there's this thing called Derech Yerida versus Derech Aliyah, which means, we'll get into all the details, but essentially, you know, if you kill someone while you're doing some downward motion, you're chayev, and if you kill someone while you're doing some sort of upward motion, you're pater. Okay, so we're going to get into that. So that's basically the topic of this Mishnah. Okay, so it says, Elohein HaGolan. So these are the ones who go to Galus. Okay. Horig Nefesh B'Shgaga. Okay, if you kill B'Shogig. Okay. So now I have some cases. HaYema'agil B'Ma'agila. So Rashi says, "Tachem hayu yosem betet." So they'd smear their roofs with like a plaster. V'hagagos lehem mishupayim. So the roofs were not, or I guess were flat. They were not slanted. Aval hatid mishapin ma'at k'dishus avomayim. So the plaster they'd put up and give it a little bit of a slope so that the water would spill off of it, flow away. V'tachanosan, and they'd flatten it. V'chatichas eitz ava, with a thick piece of a slab of wood. V'chalaka, and it was like smooth. Uba beis yad, and had a handle. V'dochav alatzad hashipua, so you push if you're pushing the thing down the slope, whatever you call that tool. You know what that tool is called? Okay.
On wood?
Yeah, it's like a concrete smoother. You know, like they have them around that is metal. Like
well, on wood, it's called a lathe.
A lathe?
Yeah.
Okay, a lathe. Okay, L-A-T-H-E?
Yep.
Okay. V'chuzer moshchelov, and then you pull it towards you. V'chuzer dochlo, and then you push it. V'atit mismareach u'machlik. And basically it smooths out the plaster by your motion of going back and forth. So you smooth out the bumps in the plaster. Yeah.
Sorry, a lathe is for wood.
Oh, no. It's on, it's sort of smoothing out plaster. There's a handle, and it's a piece of wood which smooths out the plaster.
Okay,
with chlifaso, when you push it, koreo ma'agel. It's called ma'agel. The term for the verb is that you're ma'agel, this ma'agila. Okay, whatever, I don't know, however it is. Meshichaso, koreo moshech. And when you pull it towards you, it's called moshech, to pull. Okay, v'shem ha'etz ma'agila. So ma'agila is the name of this wooden tool. When you push it, it's called you're being ma'agel b'ma'agila. It's like a play, the derivative word. And when you pull it, it's called moshech ma'agila. So if you're pushing the ma'agila, then v'nafla alav, and then it falls out of your hand or something like that, and it drops off the roof onto somebody and kills him. Vargaso, okay, that's one case. Case one. You'll see there are three cases, and we're going to analyze why you have three cases. Tosus will take it up. So that's the first case. Then I'm a shalshal b'chavis, or if you're lowering like a pitcher from your roof with a rope, right? The nafla alav, and it falls on the guy, v'argason, and kills him. Or you're yored b'sulam, if you're going down a ladder, v'nafla alav, v'argason, v'argo, and you fall on him. What's in common to all these cases is you're killing him while doing a downward motion. Whether you're pushing the roof roller or your roof smoother, or you're lowering the bucket, or you're going down a ladder. How is that Golas? Then you go to Golas. Aval im haya moshech b'magila, if you're pulling the magila up the slope, right, v'nafala v'argaso, and it falls and kills him, or haya dola b'chavis, or you're drawing, pulling up the bucket, v'nifsak achevel, and the rope breaks, right, v'nafala alav, and it falls on him, v'argaso, or haya ola b'sulim, you're going up the ladder, v'nafala v'argo, and you fall and kill him, haris eino gola. Then you don't go to Golas. Is that a call? This is the rule. Kol shabederech yiridasa gola, v'shlo bederech yiridasa ein gola. So if it happens in going downwards, while you're going downwards, then you go to Golas. If you kill him while you're not going downwards, when you're going up, then you don't go to Golas. Okay? So it's a simple principle.
When are you going up?
you're going up the ladder, you're pushing the roof thing up the slope of the roof, and you drop it and it falls, or you're pulling the bucket, like on a rope, up from the floor to the roof and it falls. So if you're involved in an upwards action, an upwards motion, when the accident happens, which causes him to die, so then you're pater from galus. If you do it in a downwards motion, while you're doing the downwards motion, then you're chayef. Okay. Got it? Okay, I mean, why that matters is what, well, that's been a good question, but that's just a fact. And that's a general principle. These are three cases, but you can have them in all of them. Okay, Rashi, Hayamayel, Shashal, Chavis, Minagag, from the roof. Hayyorid, Hahorig, Besulam. The killer's going down the roof, Enafam, Minasulam, and he falls. Harag, Begufo, Eschaveir, Gola. That's how you fall and land on your friend. You go to Golos. The Cholhani, Derech, Yerida, Ninah. Because these are all Derech, Yerida, Vegabe, Golos, Derech, Yerida, Veinon. By Golos, you need to have Derech, Yerida. The Mefarish B'Gemara, okay, going down. V'yapel Alav. Because the Pasuk says, it's describing a case, V'yapel Alav. You fall on him. Okay? Or you make fall on him. So let's see from there that it's only talking about when it's downwards. Avalim ha'yamoshech, but if you're pulling it, v'nishmata magil miyado, and it falls out of your hands, v'nafla, then you're going to be bothered. Okay? So that's the Mishnah. And let's just do two lines of the Gemara. Says Minanimili, how do you know this principle? Right, it sounds like a funny principle. Where do you know that from? So Amar Shmuel, Damar Krav, Ayapel Olav, Ayamos. Maybe you can pass me the chumash. Green. So it says Ayapel Olav, Ayamos, which is Bamidbar Lamed Hay. Okay, it says the pasuk is like this. It's talking about if you kill someone on purpose, then you chayv misa and they kill you. But in Befesa, below Eva Hadafa, but if it's like a sudden thing, you weren't planning it, and you end up pushing him, Oshulishlich Alav, called Kali, or you throw a Kali on him, below Tstia, without an ambush, it's just like an accidental thing. O Bechol Evin Asher Yomusba, below Rose, or some sort of rock that you kill him without seeing, you don't see him, and you end up killing him. Vayapel Alav, and you throw it down on him, and it falls on him, you make fall on him, Vayamos, and he dies. You didn't hate him, and you didn't like want him dead. Then Vishafta fine, then basically you go to Galus. And the pasuk continues, you end up going to Galus, the Aramaic one. So it says, if you throw a rock on him, Vayapel Alav, right? You kill him with a rock, Vayapel. Throw it down on him. So why does that say throw it down? Or does it maybe throw up? So you see it's showing the limud is that the Gemara says Ajayipol derech nefila. Has to fall in a manner of falling, which means downwards. If it goes upwards, it doesn't count. Okay? It doesn't count. So that's the lima. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a funny lima or funny halacha, but that's the halacha.
Eventually it goes downwards.
Yeah, okay, so what's the answer? Eventually it goes downwards. Well, it doesn't have to go downwards.
You're going up the ladder.
And you fall. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So like you're more like you're pulling it,
right.
But then it's falling.
In right, way. Right. I mean, it's not necessarily how the thing kills him. It's how what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, it could be if you could throw a rock up to the top of a roof, but then it never goes down. You know, it hits the guy on top of the roof.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right, I'm saying that's not the case.
It doesn't mean the object which hits him in an upward flight.
Right.
Right. It means you vayapel means you are doing a derech nefila.
Right.
So you are going, the action which you do, which ends up going out of, going awry and ends up killing him, are you doing a downwards action or are you doing an upwards action? Are you going up a ladder or are you going down a ladder?
Right.
But even if you go up a ladder and you fall on him down. But vayapel alav means you're doing the downwards, right? You're acting downwards, right? Okay, so I guess the question is, could we explain that at all? I mean, look, that's just a gossip, but could we give some sense to that? So Yonah's saying like this, I think this, tell me this is what you're saying, is that, see, when you do an action downwards, right, so then you're acting down, and what kills him is the downward flight of the thing, right? Now, you didn't mean to push it down that much, or that fast, or that whatever. But you're pushing a thing down, so the direction of your action is down, and that action became exaggerated and killed him. So, like, yeah, gravity or whatever, the slipping and the gravity combined together with your action. But like the death, you could say, is caused by your action. Gone awry. Okay, but your action is it has direction to it, has downwards. So therefore you could say, Vayapel alav, you did a downwards action and threw it on him, and the cause of the death was your action. Okay? But when you do an action upwards, see, your action's direction is really up. Right? Now, the death didn't happen through up. The death happens through the thing falling on him, through the gravity. Right? So it turns out, it's like there's a disconnect between your action and what killed him. Like, your action has nothing to do with the thing coming. It's almost like it set it up, and it got it high, so it's able to come down. But it's really the gravity which caused him to die. It's like your action is not really a direct cause in the killing because it's differentiating from the direction of the death. Your action is an upward action, and the death is from a downward force. So your action is merely like sets the stage for gravity to go and kill him. But you wouldn't say your action killed him. Your action is up. He died down. But if your action is down, then your action is down. Now your action had to become exaggerated by gravity. Or by whatever, but it's you say your action was what really was the initiation of the downward force that killed him. It's just it was exaggerated by gravity, right? So it's like your role in the Ritzicha is different when it's Yerida versus Derech Aliyah, right? That's basically saying, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a certain relationship of the person to the death. Which is necessary for you to go to Galus. You did a downward action, and that's what killed him. As opposed to where you didn't do a downward action. According to this, let's say I were to take a rock and throw it up, I'm on the floor, and I'm trying to throw a rock up on top of the roof. And the guy is standing, unbeknownst to me, the guy's standing right on top of the roof, and I hit him in the head, and he dies. So then what? What? You know, you should in that case, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the halacha, but according to this, it's not intrinsically derech yurida, because the idea is that generally it's more derech that the force which kills him takes place. Generally, a guy is killed by downward force. So therefore, you'd say it has to be derech yurida. But in a case where he's killed through an upward force, then and your action is upwards, then it would be. Right? Okay, I mean, I guess we have to see. Yeah, this is preliminary svara. I mean, we have to obviously take these things into account. Let's say you throw it sideways, let's say you throw it up, and then it hits him up. Or, you know, I'm just kind of... Right, this is Yonah's ears. You know, I was thinking a similar definition. I think the Ram has a different svara, but I think it's just a good... It's a possible definition for the thing. It seems reasonable to assume it, and, you know... But we're just getting... The Derech Aliyah is a theme which is going to, we're going to be on for a little while. Okay, so we don't have to resolve all the problems right now. But at least it's worth having some basic working definitions for us to go with. Okay, so far so good? Okay, so let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam is very interesting, I think. Very interesting. So I think in order to fully appreciate the Rambam, it's worth... Anyways, worth reading a few earlier halachos, right? I referenced to these halachos, right? So it's in Hilchos Rotzeach Hashmias HaNafesh, which is in Nezikin. Okay. So it's Perek Shishi. Shlosha Haim HaHorgim B'lo Kavana. And this is also a major theme in this parak. There are three killers, unintentional killers. Yesh Horig B'Shkaga. Okay, there's a... The guy who kills Bishogeg, Bihalama Gemura, and it's like a total forgetting. Zehu Shanem Rabo, Shelot Sada. He didn't plan it. It's totally, he just killed him by accident. Vedino Shiigla Lari Miklat, Vedinatsa Kumashi Barano. And the din is, if he does that, he goes to Lari Miklat and he's saved. Fine. That's a normal case. Shogeg. Call that Shogeg. Vieshorig Bishkaga, Vetiyashkaga Krovala Anas, the Onas. Okay, so then there's killing Bishogig, but it's close to Onas. Onas means total accident. Total, like, unforeseen circumstance, absolute, like, there's nothing you can do. Okay, I don't know, you can make up a crazy case, but, right, totally, see, Shogig doesn't mean total accident, total fluke accident. It means, like, somehow there's some sort of degree of culpability in the thing. Like if I'm walking and the wind picks me up and a hurricane blows me into a guy and kills him. You know, so that's nothing to do with me. I mean, what's supposed to do? It's not, that's right. She's saying, she's not even talking about that. She says, there's a shogeg where it's close. It's karov lonas. V'hu sheyirav v'misazeh me'ura pela. Shein amotzei b'rov maros b'nei adam. What happens in this death, like an astounding happening, which is not common in ordinary human affairs. V'dina shu patam enagalas. So the din then is you patam from galas. V'im hargo gol adam neharagalas. And if the relative in his anger kills this this guy who kills the Karavanas, then he's Chayv Misa. Okay? It's basically, so there's an idea where you kill, but the shogeg is such that it's like, it's based upon something. It's not like 100% on us, I guess, but it's like, look, maybe you could have thought that a wind would come and blow you off the floor, or whatever. Maybe you could have thought that. But it's like, it's not reasonable. It's not reasonable for a person to be worried about crazy things that can happen that may end up causing me to kill somebody. I'm not responsible for that. That's a crazy happening. And that's called Karavalanus. Okay? That's called Karavalanus. That's the second category. Karavalanus. It's too close to being a fluke, a crazy accident, and that's it. V'yesh horeg v'shkaga v'ti ashkaga karavalazadon. And then on the other side, there's a type of killing which is close to bezed. Close to purposeful. Where there's real negligence. Oh, shall you lo leave the harbor? That's why you should be careful. Right? You're speeding down a local street, going at 70 miles an hour. So, I mean, you could say, look, I didn't mean to kill him. It wasn't mazed. I didn't mean to kill a kid. But you're driving this crazy speed through a thing. That's not, you can't say that's a shogeg. Oops. I mean, that's not oops. That's, you should be careful. That's you're doing pshia. It's total negligence. Vidino Shane Ogala. That guy also doesn't get galus. So you think why? Because it's a chamor avera. Ain galus mechaperas lo. Because galus is a punishment, but it's also an opportunity for a kapara. Okay, it gives him a kapara because it's a bad chayda, and he removes his own ish minashmayim for doing it. So he gets kapara. He's his own. Right? It helps him. It's in certain, maybe it perfects him. The process is good for him. It's beneficial. Whatever it is. But it's a mechaper. So he doesn't deserve it. Right? So his avera is too chamor that Ari Miklad is not going to be a mechaper. He deserves worse. But at the same time, he's not mazed, so he's not going to be killed by the bezin. So he just kind of left the no man's land. Right? But v'ein Ari Miklad koleta sosho. She'en koltoso mechayv galos bavad. But If the relative, see, if a guy is chayv galus, what happens is that the relative is allowed to, the relative of the deceased is allowed to go and kill him. And you have to run to Ari Miklat. And if you don't run to Ari Miklat, they're going to kill you. And they have a right to kill you. Okay?
He's not chayv misa.
What?
He's not chayv misa.
No, he's not chayv misa. In fact, some say it's a mitzvah that he kills you.
Right.
It's machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or just the rishos. And some say if there is no relative, then the resident appoints one. The fake relative to go after him. I'm not sure. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, can that person appoint the shliach? Let's say the guy's 7 years old. He's not going to walk in.
I don't know. This.
I'm like, we need hitmen.
Yeah. Right. No, it's like legalized. It's interesting that there's a lad. But the thing is, it's a hitman who, the second he crosses, it's like tag. You know, the second he crosses the base, he's on base, then you can't get him. In Ari Miklat, you can't get him. So there's a border, and there are cases if he's under a tree and the tree is hanging over. I mean, these are like halachas.
What's the point of Ari Miklat?
Ari Miklat is, I mean, on the basic level, it's a place where killers, accidental killers, could go and they're safe and they're like so to speak, the guy can't be in society. Like I'm talking a little bit philosophical here. Mm-hmm. Is that your question, or are you just asking technically halachically? What's your question?
I don't understand.
Well, pshat. Let me first tell you pshat. Shot is if you kill by Bishogeg, then the Bezin doesn't kill you because it was Bishogeg. You killed by accident. So they do is they send you to this thing. It's like a jail, so to speak. It's like a city. And in this city, you have to stay in this city until the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay?
I heard that it's because if like someone gets like upset at you or something, they can't kill you?
Yeah, so that's part of it. It's not clear if that's why or that's just part of it. But what happens is the relative of the deceased, of the person you killed, will get angry that you killed his relative, and halacha is legitimate that he has a right to go and kill you, unless you go on Ari Miklat. Once you're an Ari Miklat, he can't. He can be as angry as he wants, but if he kills you in Ari Miklat, he's Chayav Mesa. But if he kills...
Things are like today also like that?
No, nowadays this whole thing doesn't apply. Sorry.
No.
It's an amazing system. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to... this. I mean, at one time went through it philosophically, what the whole sense of the thing is. But on a basic level, you don't have a right to exist in society if you're negligent about people's life. And your ticket to existence is that you're in this, like, reformation. So it's like a jail, but it's like... It's a reforming place.
Is it a regular city? Like,
it's a city, but the people live there are Kohanim. Basically, Kohanim and Leviim and these guys.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why I also learned it. It's like you learn from them, you live with them, it's like you recognize... It's like a... It's basically a pshat. I mean, it's not open, but it seems that the whole point of the thing is not just to put them in jail and to lock them up, but it's he could live, and there's and it's the point is to basically reform him. To get him to what?
You're allowed to leave. You just risk your life.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to, but you risk your life or you're not allowed to. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. It's a mitzvah to go there, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You may not be allowed to either.
Like, practically, you're saying? There's like locks on the gates.
No. Oh. Practically, there's no locks. Uh-huh. No, there's no locks. But yeah, right. There's no locks. It just might be Osir.
Right.
But there's no locks. Yeah. No one's locking you in. But you're going to, you know, the guy could be waiting out there for you and ambushing you, and he's allowed to.
Right.
Okay, he's allowed to. Now, the thing is like this. That's if you kill the shogeg. If you kill the anas, karav the anas, then the guy can't kill you. He has no right to kill you. Because it's not your fault. It's totally not your fault. See, now shogeg is already a certain degree of negligence. But then there's karav the mazid, where you are really negligent. You're like the case of the guy driving down the in front of the school at 70 miles an hour, you know? That's a guy who's negligent. Then you're not chayav Ari Miklat because you don't deserve it. Ari Miklat is an opportunity to be a mechaper. You don't deserve it. But the relative is the Goel Hadam. He's called the Goel Hadam. The relative, the one who seeks vengeance, is allowed to kill you still. But you can't go to Ari Miklat. It's not going to work. Lefika wants to go Hadam. B'chol makom har go pater. So it's like you're worse than the shogeg guy. So you the Torah's not going to protect you. He's allowed to kill you, but you can't go to Ari Miklat, and, you know, so it's basically you're in a tough life. Yeah. Right, you're on the run. Umayya says that. What is he supposed to do? Yeshev Yishmar, so we call it down. He should sit and watch. Stay on guard. Stay on guard, so we call it down. Okay. Okay. Fine. Tough break. Right? But I don't think you could kill him back. I don't think so.
No, the guy, if the goal of dumb is, like, in the context of pursuing you, then doesn't he become a rodef?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because a rodef is because he's killing someone, an innocent guy, but this guy has a right to be killed. So I don't think he's a den of a rodef.
So how does he defend himself?
Runs.
I don't know. He's not supposed to fight.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think he can kill him, though. I don't know what gives you the right to kill him. The goal down is the right to kill you. You run. I mean, normal guy runs. That's what it says. What should he do? He says he guard himself. I mean, what's he going to do? What's going to happen when he guards himself and the Goldam comes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could he, like, hit him? I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I guess you'll have to... I don't know. If I find that, I'll let you know. But if it's a practical Shiloh, then just ask me, okay? Quick. Okay. So the punchline for us, as far as we're concerned, is... I mean, it's a fascinating system. The whole thing's fascinating. It sounds like something silly. Something sounds like a weird about the whole thing. Space, and he runs here, and he goes out, and he kills him, and then we're legitimizing a guy to take revenge. It's like, what kind of crazy relative is this? He's a mafia. The guy kills your relative by accident, and now you go after him and kill him. It's a little bit, right? That doesn't happen. I mean, I understand him to be upset, but what, you just go and kill the guy because he accidentally killed your relative? So the whole thing sounds, it's like, it's nekama, it's revenge, it's like the Torah is legitimizing the thing, you know? So the whole thing demands an analysis, but that's like a philosophical, you know, maybe at some time we could go through it. But for our purposes, we're just taking these as the givens, okay? But the bottom line is what's important is you have three categories. There's a gamut here. You have a shogeg, which is the middle case, which is, maybe I should start at an extreme. There's absolute, total fluke, total accident, crazy circumstances happen and you kill, but that's honest. Karvel honest, then you're potter. And there's shogeg, which is a certain degree of negligence. Like this case, you're pushing something off the roof and then it falls off, you know. And then there's real negligence. real negligence, which is karvel meisid, and that also your problem. So shogig is like there's a sweet spot in the middle there, which is negligent enough that it's that you're responsible, but not too negligent such that it's going to be karvel meisid. And that's what a lot of cases in this parak are basically trying to find that middle point. And you have cases which basically are limudim that it's pater, and you have to figure out, well, why are they pater? Are they karvel meisid or are they karvel anus? Because there's always, in any time you say a guy is excluded from galus, you have to figure out why. Which side is he on? And different rishonim sometimes learn different ways. What?
That could be like a very
big... I know. Well, the thing is, oftentimes they learn the case differently.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's not always clear what the case is. Sometimes one sheet learns the case one way and says Kav Mezid, then one learns the case the other way and says Kav, you know? It's a little bit tricky sometimes, you know? Yeah, okay, so now like this. So that's the background here, okay? So now the Rambam is in your base. Misha Hidol Esa Chavis Alo Selagag. So if you're raising up the Chavis pitcher, and the rope breaks, and it falls on your friend, and it kills him. Oh, or you're going up a ladder, okay, you're potter. You're going up. You're doing an action up, and it kills me, potter. Why? Right? Because that's an anus. It's like an anus. It's like an accident. Because it's not ordinary that when you're pulling the thing up, when you're going up a ladder, you fall down. Right? When you're pulling something up, the rope snaps and it falls down. That's not ordinary. Okay? That's a crazy circumstance. How was I supposed to know that I'm pulling the thing up? I'm not pushing it down, I'm pulling it up. I'm going up a ladder. I'm supposed to think I'm going to fall down. So that's a crazy thing. It's like astounding that would happen. And that's not like an anus. And you're not chayv, you don't go goals for that. So he's learning derech aliyah. The problem with the derech aliyah is it's like an anus, right? Aval imay mishal shal asachavis. But if you're lowering the bucket, v'nafla chaver v'argaso, and it drops and you kill him, oh, or hayyor besulam v'nafla chaver v'argaso. Are you going down the ladder and you fall on him and you kill him? Hayyamagil magila v'nafla chaver v'argaso. Are you pushing the roof thing down and it's going to kill him? Gola, you do go to galus. Interesting. He didn't have the magila case in that way. Shenemar v'yapel avayamos. Ad sheyipol derech nefila. It has to be derech nefila. Why? You know, he explains. Sheharei derech nefila matzoi berov ha'itim lahazik. Because when you're going down, when you're doing an action downwards, it's common, many times, that you'll damage. V'dover karov ho'lios. And it's very close to happening. Why? Sheharei teva ha'kaved o'leired lamata b'meira. Because it's the nature of heavy things to fall down quickly. Gravity. Alright? It's the nature. It's the law of nature. The ho'el velo. So that's things fall. That's what happens. The ho'el velo zires atzmo. And since you look, you were pushing the thing down. You know about gravity and you're pushing it down. You're going down a ladder. You know that the thing's going down. Could fall. There's a force down. And since velo zires atzmo, you weren't careful. The tikkun ma'aseh of yafa. And you weren't properly, you know, guarded your actions. The shas yirida. Right, Yigla, when you're going down, you should go to Golos. Right? So he's learning it like in this framework, like the practical framework of when you're going down, you should know better. You're going down. It's common that when you're doing things down, they get out of control. Right? But when you're doing things up, then it's not as common. It's like hiking. Anyone who goes hiking. If you're going down, it's much easier to fall when you're hiking than you're going down the mountain or going up the mountain. Going down, the gravity's with you. It's not that hard, you know, and you just a little stumble and you start rolling down because gravity's going with you. You're going up, so what do you fall a little bit? You're not going to fall backwards, and it just doesn't. The direction you're going is different than the down direction. So same thing with climbing a ladder or whatever. Fine. So could we explain this a little bit more? We like to find what I'm saying. It's really interesting. The Rambam's like, it's almost like, look, it's Xeris HaKasav. Like, you pulled out on Fila. The Rambam's like, it's almost like making up an explanation. Just like based upon, he's surmising an explanation based upon gravity. You know? Like, the way we were doing, we weren't doing that. We're just like kind of defining the thing. He's like based upon laws. He's like positing an explanation. I mean, it makes sense. There's a good sense to what he's saying. It's just interesting that, you know. He's not just taking it like it's just gossip, that's it. He's not. He's saying it's not just exeris gossip. He's saying is that it's based upon a principle, the underlying principle of karvalanos karvamezet shogeg. It's more reducible to something further. It's not just the end of the line. It's based upon what he starts out at the very beginning of karvamezet karvalanos karvamezet. But it seems to be it's objectified now. Right? If you could work out a case, I mean, this is a good question. If you work out a case where derech aliyah happens to be it's not karvalanos somehow, or derech yirida is. I mean, I don't know. That's what we have to figure out. Throwing the stone upwards, right. I mean, that's... But I know, and that's what? That's not going to... It's not clear, because it could be the point here is that gravity, you should know that things get out of control when you throw them, you know, when you're going down. Mm-hmm. It's like the nature... That's exactly what he's saying. It's like the nature of things. And it's true. If you're doing something down, you got to be careful.
I didn't realize you were asking.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying is like maybe you could come up with other cases where you're going down, but it's whatever. I mean, I don't know if it's definitely not true that anytime you're going down, you're chayiv. And definitely crazy things that can happen when you're going down, that will pop you. But let's say going up. Let's say you go up and you work out a way where, I don't know, it's a rock, it's a bullet. But bullets, you don't need gravity for the thing to be dangerous, it's a bullet. So you're doing it up, but the logic is that it's crazy. But look, guns are dangerous whether you're shooting them up or down. You don't need gravity for guns to work. You know? So, like, would that overcome the problem? Is there a Halia who cares? Or not? I don't know. Just, but whatever. For the time being, let's try to see if we define a little bit better what he's saying. It's pretty straightforward. I think what Yonah is saying is good. Is that you're not just chayev for killing someone without intent. Okay? Because, look, what would I do wrong? It's not really fair. Why should he kill me? What do I do? Why do I do this? What did I do wrong? I killed someone by accident. It was an accident. Right? So the Torah doesn't just say, look, bottom line is, he died and it's your fault. It happened because of you. That's not true. Because look, if it's not my fault, it's not my fault. So it must be I did something wrong. So what did you do wrong? So I think it's, this book is, this whole Hilchos is called Rotzeach Shmiras HaNafesh. Okay? Rotzeach Shmiras HaNafesh. Rotzeach is a murderer, and Shmiras HaNefesh is guarding life. Which means that it's not sufficient for a person to just not be a murderer. It's true, you must not be a murderer. Losirtzach, you're not allowed to kill. But it's more than that. You must guard life. Life is not something you just, as long as I don't purposely become a murderer, then I'm okay. But life is precious, and life is... Not that strong. It's easy to kill someone by accident. You know, it's a lot of things that could. Life is precarious, and as such, it demands shmira. You're chayiv in shmira sanafesh. Your attitude towards human life can't just be one of avoid killing. It has to be one of being on guard. It's like, you know, they have it. It's like defensive driving. It's like a thing. You know, similar idea. Like defensive driving means you can't just not drive recklessly, but you have to drive defensively. It means driving is a very dangerous activity, and you have to be on guard. And if you're not ready to be on guard, then don't get in the car. And that's the problem with drunk driving. It's like you can't be on guard when you're drunk. So you may not do something crazy, but, I mean, that's one problem is to do something crazy. Another thing is you're just not going to be defensive. You know, a person is chayev in shmiras nefesh. You know, to be guarding life. Now, what does that mean, guarding life? I mean, I can't just walk around all day guarding life. What does it practically mean? So, on a basic level, it means there are certain situations which are dangerous. Right? Going down is dangerous. You know about gravity. And if you have a weapon or you have something which could kill somebody, and you're moving it in a downward direction, whether it be your body or be it a weapon, then you have to, you should know that there is, you're giving it a certain amount of force, but at the same time, gravity is also pushing down, and if it slips, then the thing is going to, someone could get killed. So going downwards is something where it's normal for things to slip and to go out and get out of control. And when it's normal, that activates your chiyuv shmiras nefesh. Okay, it's mechayev you to be careful. What does that mean? To do it in a way where you're holding with two hands, where you, whatever it is, look around, make sure no one's there, whatever it is. And if you end up killing somebody in a downward direction, it means you weren't shomer properly. You shouldn't kill somebody in a downward direction, because if someone's, you have to make sure that you don't. And if it does, then you lack the Nishmas Nefesh and Yechayev. But if you're doing something upwards, if I'm just walking down the street, you don't have to say, oh, be careful, you don't kill somebody. What do you mean, be careful? Oh, why would I kill somebody? Oh, well, maybe a wind's going to come and blow you into somebody and kill them. That's ridiculous. You can't say I have to always be Shomer Nefesh. It's not reasonable. Why should I be good? It's a crazy thing. Crazy things always happen. It can't be on guard by crazy things. So the thing is, if you're going up, so it's not normal that when you're going up, you're going to fall down. Gravity is, so to speak, your force upward is offset. It's offsetting the gravity. So there's no reason. It says it has some problems. When you're going down, gravity is also assisting going down. It kind of get out of control. But when you're going up, so you're countering the gravity. So it's, look, you could always fall, and gravity could always make you, whenever you're somewhere high, gravity could always come and cause you to fall and cause you to kill somebody. But that's what Aram says, that's not normal. And since it's not normal, there's no chiyuv shmira in that, in such a case. You're not chayev to be a shomer in that instance. And therefore, if he ends up killing under those circumstances, that's like an anas. And a chayev galus, because the chiyuv galus is where you kill someone based upon your shmiras and nefesh. You weren't shomer, and then he killed somebody. And that's why, by the way, Chayav Kapara. The Kapara is for your lack in Shmiras Nefesh. I mean, that's what the killing by accident, it's not just because you ended up killing, it's because the killing is an expression of your lack in Shmiras Nefesh. Right. And that's basically the idea, on a simple level, is this why you have to go to Galus. You don't have a right to be in society if you're not Shmiras Nefesh. You don't have a right to belong. You don't belong in the world. You can't be part of our society if you're not willing to be Shomer Nefesh. So we'll put you in another Miklat. It's different, you go there, you live there. But you can't go around and mingle with normal people. So it's part of like a prerequisite for being in our world is that you're Shomer Nefesh. And if not, Torah's not going to protect you. And if someone kills you, tough break. There's no, we don't protect a guy. We protect people who are willing to live in society like a responsible person. Involved in basic Shomer Nefesh. If you don't do that, then you don't have a right. The Torah gives you, Torah doesn't just say die, it gives you a way to reform and to live, and it gives you a right to live. But if you're out of there, then you don't have the Torah's protection. Normally, the reason why someone can't kill you is because Torah will protect it. If someone kills you, then they'll be punished. But here, the Torah removes this protection. In fact, the Pasuk says here, Ein lo damim, it calls you like you're a guy who doesn't have any value, any life. Your life is worthless. Torah is not going to protect you. Someone kills you, okay. Fine. Your ticket to live is in our mikvah. There's an amazing halacha, by the way. And you can think about this. But let's say you're the general, and the tzibur needs you to save somebody, to save the whole Chal Yisrael. So could you leave?
In
your mikvah.
Well, that's a case of pekuach nefesh, then.
Right.
For other people.
Yeah.
So you would think that should override this halacha.
You think so? If I remember correctly, you can't. It's like this. And this is what you're asking at. This is in Zion Ches. Hagola eino yotze mi'ir miklata lo'olam. The guy's in Galus, he's not allowed to leave Yer Miklat forever. Rafil dvar mitzvah, o le'edos beinu edus mam beinus nefashos. Can't even go to testify about killing a murderer. Rafilu lahatzel nefesh be'edu so. Even if you're going to testify and thereby quit to get someone off the hook. Olahatzul miyadagaya, so to save someone from like a siege or an enemy, and miyadanor from a river, and miyadalaika from a fire, and miyadamapolas from an earthquake. Yafilu kol Yisrael tzrichin l'tshuaso, even if the whole Yisrael needs your salvation. Kiyov ben Tzruya, Gilel is the general army. Eino yotze misham leolam ad Moshe kohen gadol. V'im yatsa, hiter atzma lemisa k'moshe b'arno. And if you do, then you permit yourself to be killed. You give up your life, basically. But it's not just that. It's one thing to say that, look, if you do, then the guy could kill you. But it's saying you're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. It's not just that. Because I could see saying his lesson. Look, the guy has a right to kill you. But you're allowed to go out. But it's saying, no, you don't. If you want to risk it. But it's saying, no, you don't. And he doesn't show him, you can't. Mm-hmm. So even though the whole Kali show, so like, yeah, your question. Build a bit because my fish. The big three are the only three things that are adukha. This mitzvah is more important than everything. The cult are cool. The whole Klal Yisrael sounds a little bit ridiculous. Right?
Funny matter, too, to get out.
There's
a separate question.
Funny matter, yeah, but the
Kohen Gadol
dying? Yes, that is funny. That is funny.
By the day, you could be in your whole life.
It's true. They say the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to make like cake and cookies for those people in Nari Mitzvah, so they want to daven for her, the kid to be killed. I know, and it could be a day, it could be 50 years.
Yeah, why don't you make it like a
year? Yep.
Your whole life. I know. 20 years.
It's true. I know. There's a lot of philosophical questions in the thing. I once had a whole explanation for all the stuff. I have to. I have notes for it. I have notes on it.
Recorded?
Try to, no. I don't think so. It was before. It was years ago. Before I gave shit. I have it written down though. Maybe I could do it once. Try to, you know, I'm sure the ideas, you know, will come out different. You know, will be a little different nowadays. But it's a fascinating area. But we're not really going to get into that much into these aspects of it. But maybe from time to time we'll take them up. But this is an amazing halachic thing. It's not a philosophical thing. It's a halachic thing. How could it be that it's not docha? It's the whole class saving the entire Klal Yisrael. It's not docha this. What happened to the... This is worse than about the Zohar Gilui. I mean, it sounds crazy. Right? Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if we'll take that up or not, but it's a pretty interesting question. Maybe we could take it up. You can think about it. What's interesting, yeah, what's interesting to me in the Rambam is that he's learning Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is not a primary halacha, but it's really like a subcase, a particular instance of a more general thing of Karav La'anas and Karan Shogi. There's nothing, it's not a primary. But it's, the Gzeres HaKasav is, I mean, it could be it's a formalization of because the problem is you can't just always have judges say, do you think he was Karav La'anas or Karav La'mezer or Shogi? What do you guys think? It doesn't work that way. There's a whole rich halachic system with limudim and cases, which are all like concretizations of that idea of Karav La'mezer, Karav La'anas, Karav Shogi. Because you can't just psychologize the guy. You can't just have judges sit around and psychologize, what do you think? So there's a bunch of Gzeres HaKasav, which basically give the parameters, objectify, what do we mean by Karav La'mezer, what do we mean by Karav La'anas, Karav Shogi. So saying is objectively, all other things being equal, Karav La'shogi, Karav going down, Derech Nefilah is Karav La'shogi, Karav whatever Shogi, and their Haliyah is Karav La'anas. That's an objectification of that. Now, it doesn't mean there's no other factors. There's other factors also. If you're going down, if you're going, yeah, right. Yeah, whatever. There are other cases. There are other types of things which will make it into an anas or whatever. So that's how the Rambam's learning. That's how the Rambam's setting the stage. It's like there's these three primary categories, and the limud of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is giving a particular objectification of that concept of Karav La'anas. Karav La'anas and Karav Shogi. Yeah. Okay, fine. What I want to do next, maybe we'll do the facts now, and it's a short little tosis, but I'd like to take this up next week, is the tosis here, this little tosis of Hayyar Besulam. Okay? Hayyar Besulam. And you may have noticed the Mishnah has three cases. Three cases where you're chayev. Right, one of them is where you're going, you're pushing the roof roller or whatever, the roof flattener down the roof. The second case is where you're lowering the bucket down the roof on a rope. And the third is where you're going down a ladder. And it's in those three cases are all derech yirida, you're going ladder and you fall. And you're all derech yirida and you're chayev and adults and all that.
What do you mean if you're going down the ladder?
You're walking down the ladder and you slip and you fall and you land on a guy and you kill him.
What's that?
That's Derech Yerida and Yechayev. Chayev Galus.
You're Chayev all three?
Yeah, Yechayev in all three of those cases.
You're going up?
No. You're going down a lot. As you're pushing the roof thing down the roof, you're lowering the bucket down the roof, you're going down the ladder. Those are three cases. They each have a counterpart. If you're pushing the roof thing up the roof, or you're raising the bucket up the roof, or you're walking up the ladder, then you're Pater. But the three cases of Yechayev are the cases where they're down. So you could say, what do you need three cases for? Just say, Derech Yerida is Chayev, one case maybe, and show me what you mean, and that's it. What do you need three cases for? Right? So that's what I was bothered by. Right? Mishnayos aren't so usually so generous in giving you lots and lots of examples. I mean, how many examples do you need? You have one thing. It's not a very complicated concept. So Tosfos says like this. Yeis omrim detana lozu afzu katani. Lozu afzu means not only this, but even this, which is a bigger chedesh. Not even this, but even this, which is a bigger chiddush. So he's saying is there levels of chiddush. What's the levels? Lo zu ma'agel devade yish l'chayev galus. By the case of pushing down the roof thing, definitely a chayev. So lamalon is there. Why weren't you careful? You should have been careful. You're pushing a thing down your roof. Be careful. So that obviously chayv galus. Ela'af mishal shel chavis. Even if you're lowering a pitcher, the shabir mizar shel yishaver chavizo. Because you definitely are being careful. Because what happens if you drop your thing? If you drop it, your chavis is gonna shatter. So the guy is already being careful. So therefore, I'd say if it ends up falling. So I'll say then he's Potter, because he was being careful. Obviously he's being, see by the roof thing, we'll see roof roller falls. It's wood, it's not going to break. So therefore you'll say the guy should have been careful, and he wasn't careful, he's chayev. But in the bucket, he already was being careful. So now I'll say he's not going to be chayev, because he already was careful. So it's teaching you, no, enough of Varga chayev, you are chayev. That's the chiddush. The second thing it's teaching you a case is that even in the case where we know you are already being careful because you're lowering your bucket, and your bucket could have broken, still your chayiv. The od, the lozu ela abzu, your besulam. And not only that, but even if you're going down a ladder, it's famous, when you're going down a ladder, you were definitely even more careful, right? If you're lowering your bucket, you'll say, fine, you're careful to make sure your bucket doesn't break. But fine, maybe, or whatever. But going down a ladder, who's not careful when you go down a ladder? You go down a ladder, you yourself could get killed. So then I'd say, what are you going to say? I'm chayiv because I wasn't careful? Well, you better believe I was careful. What do you think? I wasn't careful going down the ladder? So it says, no, still I'm chayiv, still you're chayiv. So that's a chiddush, right? Because especially the way we're learning is like, the whole chiv is because you weren't careful. You didn't exercise proper shmiras nefesh. But what do you mean? Obviously, a guy goes down the ladder, he's guarding his own nefesh. So that's what it's saying is, that's why it's teaching you three cases. It's giving you like a progression. Certainly the case where they're doing the roof thing, because then the guy Mamish is being careful, even when you're lowering the bucket where you are being a little careful, even the case you're going down the ladder where you're being really careful. Still, all the cases are chayv galus. So it's like three steps. So it would be nice if we could define those steps. Like what would be the kantamin maskana at each step? You know?